This is Vincent Irene from Blast Furnace Radio, and today we have on the phone with us...
My name is McFadden, Alec McFadden. I'm the president of the TUC, the trade unions in Merseyside, and also the Coalition Against Racism and Fascism.
Well, you're not in Pittsburgh, are you?
No, I'm in England.
And we are calling because we have gotten notice, even though it has not got much press here in the United States of America, about a mosque being bombed in Liverpool.
No, what happened was a mosque was set on fire in the early hours of Saturday morning by racists. Luckily, thanks to the fire service, the mosque was saved. It was badly damaged, and one of the clerics was badly injured, but because of the swift action of the fire brigade, no one died, thank goodness.
Now, this is... has anyone taken credit for this firebombing?
An organization, a fascist organization called Contact 18, Combat 18, actually posted on a website the day before that all mosques should be burned. So we've got very little doubt it was them, and quite staggeringly, although we've had very little fascist activity in Merseyside, where I'm speaking from, the situation is that it does look as if we have a problem in our area. Someone was arrested a couple of days ago, and they will be in court in the near future. That's all we're aware of. But that person, in fact, was simply drunk.
Now, this is obviously a backlash from what happened in London, reprisal for that. But I think that there, at least what we've got a little bit in the media over here, is that there are people who are aware of the fact that it is because of England's involvement in Iraq that there was going to be some type of repercussions. And it seems like that now that this has happened because of that. I think people are aware of the London bombing as being directly because of the war in Iraq, right?
I think there's no question that most people in Britain didn't think it was a question of if, but when there would be an attack by terrorists. The problem is, of course, that the people who are being attacked aren't the government, but in fact innocent workers who are attacked on their way. Our position from the TUC is categoric. I mean, we're totally opposed to the war in Iraq. We think the troops should be brought home. We should think that Iraq should be allowed to manage itself. But we also think that terrorism isn't the way to resolve problems. And we condemn all acts of terrorism anywhere in the world, and not just last week. The situation also is that most people, 99% of the population, completely reject any attacks on our Asian friends. The people who carried out these attacks quite clearly weren't practicing Muslims, because to murder and to kill is against the teachings of all Muslims. So as far as we are concerned, we're totally opposed to any action against any Muslim in this country. The people who carried out the attacks should... They're dead, obviously, and it's a question of trying to trace the people who set it up. What's happening now across Britain is that the trade unions, the churches, the progressive forces are all moving together in solidarity action to try to protect the Muslims in our communities. And in Merseyside, in Wirral, which is near Liverpool, we're planning a similar action next week.
Now, isn't this the breakdown of democracy in the sense that people have come out by the tens of thousands, a million people have come out in your country against the war, and yet as time goes on, obviously it's the breakdown of democracy in that it never translates into anything changing in the war. So isn't this to be expected, that people would take such radical actions, even though they are wrong?
And I don't think it's to be expected, certainly. I mean, you're right that, I mean, there was actually 2.25 million who took part in a massive demonstration, including myself. I think the opposite. I think people in Britain are completely shocked that it can actually happen to us in Britain. I think it's been a massive shock. And I was on my way yesterday to London to lobby Parliament at 12 o'clock, and we took the buses off the road. Everybody stood in silence, and that's what happened across the whole of the country. Yes, I completely condemn the government. Yes, we want people to contain the pressure on Blair and the war that he started with the President of America in Iraq, but we don't expect that to happen. I think there's always a danger to any form of democracy, if there's such a thing as bourgeois democracy, when governments refuse to listen to people. So I think there's problems, but certainly we've only had this ever in the 70s with the when we had major problems with the IRA in Ireland because of the British forces occupying Ireland. So I think the people are genuinely shocked and they can't take it in. But everyone I've spoke to is making the point that they want the British government to bring the troops home from Iraq.
So the mosque that was burned and the cleric who was hurt, are people moving forward to help them rebuild the storefront mosque?
Yes, yes. I mean, it's badly scarred and burnt, but to be honest, it could have been much worse. It could have been far, far worse. It's but by the prompt action of the fire brigade, it's quite clearly that if that had been 15 minutes longer, the position is the cleric may have died through smoke insulation, and the whole of the building could have in fact been burned to the ground. I think the fire brigade were maybe made it a priority, and thank goodness they did so. But I think in general there is a complete unity of 99.9% of the population. This is something that the racists are trying to use to work up problems. It's very, very interesting that yesterday the fascist party, which is called the BNP, stood in election in a very poor part of London, and on their election material they showed the London bus which had been bombed, and they said you should listen to the BNP. They didn't win their election, they only got 18%. Now, at a time of this magnitude in Britain, if they were ever going to win, it would have been yesterday. The people just rejected the call. Britain doesn't have any truck with fascists at all, and I was very pleased that we were able to mobilise to ensure that the BNP were elected yesterday.
Well, again, this is a shock for us to hear over here. Again, it hasn't been given much press, and when different racist attacks have happened over here, even to such things as Middle Eastern restaurants, that type of story is really quashed. And so it's important to us to get the word out to people that there is an effect on the war on terrorism. There is an effect from the war in Iraq, and hopefully this tragedy will unite people to be even more determined that we not be a racist society, that we be diverse. And
that's right. I mean, no man's an island, and the situation is that I think Tony Blair has had a shock. I think he believes he is the emperor of the world, and I think he's now realised that in fact his actions have made the world a far more unsafe place than it was. It isn't just Merseyside. We have had isolated instances in Yorkshire, in a town called Leeds. There's been a few incidents in London as well. But I'm pretty confident that we should be able to isolate this because of the positive action that's being taken by the trade union movement and the churches. And certainly we only hope that this government listens in future. Hopefully Tony Blair won't be the Prime Minister by the end of this year. Just incidentally, I mean, I do know from my experience of America, and I did live in Germany with a lot of Americans, the problem with America is they don't seriously consider international news, so that's probably one of the reasons that they didn't. I mean, I remember helping some American soldiers who couldn't speak German and didn't know how to use Marx, and I asked them about history. They said they only did Oklahoma history. They knew that there was a place called Europe, but they weren't quite sure where it was. And I did have to tell them we were actually living in it because they were living in Germany. Anyway.
Well, we definitely have our work cut out for us in terms of people not even knowing, let alone to counter this racism. But we wanted to thank you from Pittsburgh for your work for peace, and we are continuing to work against recruitment here in the schools. Local peace group named the Pittsburgh Organizing Group is doing that, and I and others are organizing for the 60th anniversary of Hiroshima Day. But we will call you again, but... Again, thank you for your time today.
No problem. And send Morag home. I'm trying to organize a respect festival on the 4th of September, and Morag will be invited to read some poetry at that.
That's fantastic. Listen, you have a good day. And again, from Blast Furnace Radio, this is Liverpool. Thank you.
Okay, baby.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye now.